This is JIS News. Coming up, JCF's Get the Guns campaign continues to reap results. NCDA calls on communities to protect children from alcohol consumption, and EPOC lauds the government for improved revenue collection rates for the month of August. The news in detail after this message.
Students, enter the JIS Heritage Essay and Poster competitions. Deadline for entry is October 31. Go to jis.gov.jm for details.
Hey, this country wants to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy. So no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
They're my energy saving champion.
And if all we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy. Save the day, protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy.
Now the news. Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Balls, is commending the government for the improved rate of revenue collection for the month of August. Mr. Balls says based on the government's budgetary report for August, tax revenues were ahead of target by approximately $1.7 billion.
It's a very pleasing thing to see. In fact, it's $22.3 billion more than the same time last year. It seems to me that in terms of the budgeting and in terms of the compliance, the tax people are getting it more right than they were getting it before, and that's good.
Mr. Balls also notes that company tax is ahead of projections by $2 billion, a 28% increase over this time last year. This, he says, augurs well for economic growth as it indicates that companies are seeing enough profits to remit taxes to the government. Mr. Balls was speaking at the monthly EPOC press briefing on Thursday. Police Commissioner Dr. Carl Williams says 68 firearms and some 800 rounds of ammunition have been seized to date under the Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF Get the Guns campaign. The Get the Guns campaign is the JCF's latest crime-fighting initiative aimed at reducing the number of illegal firearms across the island and lowering the murder rate.
Our ability to provide a meaningful presence in our domestic waters, to prevent illegal guns from penetrating our borders, and replenishing the supply chain will be a key success of the Get the Guns initiative, as firearms will not be easily replaced when they are seized.
Police Commissioner Dr. Carl Williams speaking at the handing over ceremony for 10 boats at the Office of the High Command Wednesday. Deputy Commissioner of Police Glenmore Hines is leading a police delegation to Port-au-Prince to meet with Haitian colleagues and discuss measures to tackle the guns for drugs trade between the two Caribbean territories. The National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA, is calling on communities to prevent the selling of alcohol to minors. Client Services Director of the NCDA, Collette Brown, says the agency has identified community events such as local dances and wakes as potential sources for the supply of alcohol to persons below the legal drinking age.
We're still having a problem, and our way of dealing with it is to just ask the communities to just take control of the selling to underage children. That's what we've been asking them to do, you know, because the ball is in your hands.
Ms. Brown was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The Pan-American Health Organization, PAHO, is producing posters that will be distributed to communities by the NCDA in an effort to raise awareness of the dangers of underage drinking. And the government has realized savings of approximately $80 million to date under the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program, EECP. The four-year project, implemented in 2011, is aimed at reducing the energy bill in public sector agencies. It's being funded by the government in partnership with the Inter-American Development Bank and involves replacing energy-wasting and outdated air conditioning units and lighting with more efficient models. EECP project manager in the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Wayne Williams, says the project also includes implementation of cost-cutting and conservation measures and the training of staff in energy-efficient practices. Personnel responsible for procurement in government entities have been encouraged to purchase office equipment such as printers and scanners, which use less energy. To date, over 1,000 public sector employees have been trained in 9 workshops. Entities that have benefited so far are the Jamaica Information Service and the Kingston Public and Victoria Jubilee Hospitals, with others scheduled to benefit over the next 2 years. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.